Corbynomics, and you've got an article on This Is Money all about what is Corbynomics. A lot in there. Let's be honest, sounds a little bit sort of standard Labour and renationalisation, tackling tax dodgers, squeezing big companies up the workers down Murdoch. Also emphasis on growth, not austerity. Perhaps the standout one of the ideas, got a lot of the press talking, is the people's quantitative easing. But before we get onto that, tell us a bit more about Corbynomics. Can we call it a movement as such, Corbynomics?
Yeah, I think it's a movement. It's a movement that's attracted a sizable number of people in sort of Labour's natural voting base who basically think Corbyn is the messiah. And then there's another chunk of the Labour Party who say he's not the messiah, he's a very naughty boy.
very good.
But he is putting forward a plan that is radically different to the one that the Labour Party has been putting forward for the past, back to Blair, 20 years nearly.
Which points are they radically different?
Okay, well, so basically what he's saying is that austerity is a mistake, that they would borrow to invest rather than just saying we need to pay down the debt. He is talking about renationalising the railways. Don't remember the Labour Party suggesting that recently. Potentially some of his supporters are talking about renationalising some other stuff rather than privatising it. And basically what he's saying is we need to have a fairer and more, you know, sort of redistributive society. And he's also come up with this idea of the people's QE. And if you take them separately, a lot of these things make sense. But also there's an element where it's a bit of populism. The document where he's laid out this plan doesn't read like the document of someone who thought he was going to find himself in this position. It reads like the document of someone who's putting forward some suggestions, which, fair enough, you know, he's standing for leadership. He's not standing for election. But what this has turned into is a massive Punch and Judy show, both on the left and on the right, where you've got, you know, the Labour Party bashing itself, you've got the right bashing the Labour Party. And what we thought would be interesting is to basically take a look at Corbynomics and say, well, what is this? And could it work? So Tanya dived in and did the job.
Tanya, could it work? Also, before you do that, what is people's QE that Simon just mentioned there?
Well, the QE that we've had so far has been creating money and buying bonds with it and putting it in the banks, which have then used it to go out and buy other stuff, usually driving up asset prices, with the hope that this will instill more confidence generally. Mm-hmm. So it was a bit of an indirect way of going about it. What Corbyn is suggesting is that you use QE to boost public projects. You spend it on roads and hospitals and schools and worthy public works.
How is he going to do that realistically? Because the Bank of England's independent, so they couldn't get involved in that. That would have to be through government vehicles.
Well, he's talking about setting up a national investment bank, which would issue bonds that the Bank of England would then buy. But you raise a really good point. The Bank of England is independent and it wouldn't necessarily go along with this unless there was another emergency situation. Now, as far as I know, Corbyn hasn't actually specified when he thinks we should use people's QE. You know, the important aspect of this is that it was an emergency measure. And if you use it in normal times, then you really seriously risk inflation.
Just to add to that, actually, when we were publishing this, I asked Richard Murphy, who is Corbyn's essentially economic advisor, about people's QE, and I said, would it only be used in a crisis? And he said, no, not only in a crisis, but it wouldn't be needed if the economy was chugging along nicely and doing what it should do, which he said it isn't doing at the moment.
So, Tanya, could it work in practice in some?
It's difficult to know, and a lot would depend, I guess, on what they actually spent it on and whether the public projects that they put it in had a kind of multiplier effect where it wasn't just the investment, but it actually created more jobs more widely and spread out. But you'd have to really kind of rely on them to pick the right projects and manage them competently without waste. And that's a pretty tall order.
So I actually suggested something similar way back in 2012 when we were talking about doing more QE. I said, if we are going to do more QE, let's just spend it on something useful, which is ultimately a bit like people's QE. But that was an emergency time when they were suggesting that we might need it. And the suggestion was, actually, let's just do this as a one-off emergency measure. I think the problem with the Corbynomics suggestion is that actually, maybe it would be better to be borrowing to invest. And the argument is that at the moment we can borrow at a very cheap rate and we should be borrowing to invest money. And if you are a supporter of people like Corbyn or the economist Paul Krugman, then you would say that that is a good idea. We should be borrowing more money to invest. If you are on the other side and you believe in the what's called the Austrian School of Economics, you'd say no. Basically, the sickness in our economy is down to having too much debt and we need to try and get rid of that debt and we need to allow creative destruction. But the difficulty is with saying, well, we're going to borrow money when money's cheap to invest, is that involves ring fencing, and governments hate ring fencing. So it wouldn't just be, oh, we're borrowing this money to spend on roads and railways and schools and hospitals. It would be, we're borrowing this money to spend. And they don't like to ring fence pots of money. So maybe we should be trying to ring fence a pot of money and doing it, but governments hate that kind of thing.